Blog Talk Radio.
When we first met, you said you blow my mind. Then knocked my back, put a tingle in my spine. But you're far away, not on my level, babe. And you and I, you're wasting all my time. All the talk you talk,
all the talk you talk.
Little walk that walk,
don't walk that walk.
And why'd you play the game?
Why'd you do it?
All the talk you talk,
all the talk you talk.
Little walk that walk,
don't walk that walk.
Now all I have to say is,
what about my body, babe? You said that you would love me, right? What about my body, babe? You said you keep me satisfied. What about my body, babe? My body, babe.
Like the boys in SBC.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet, so quiet,
What it do, y'all? It's your boy King Eric the Great. doing a special off-the-cuff radio series on Saturday morning. And we are going to be joined with the return of one of the best Chicago artists out here now. So we're going to put some respect on her name and bring Miss Inez Lauren aboard. You there?
Hello, hello.
How you doing? It's been a long time coming.
How's it going, darling?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hold on, we got to give you a round of applause before we get this thing started. Hey, that's what we do all night long.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. Very kind.
Indeed. What's going on with you? How you doing out there?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit under the weather, so excuse me if my voice is a little hoarse. Trying
it's
to conserve it as much as I can.
It's all good, though. We definitely appreciate you joining us, first and foremost, because you have a lot going on.
No doubt.
And you're definitely coming on the right platform to build. And before we get this thing started, I want to send a shout-out out there to my team, Ella Artist Sandman and Miss Chinchilla. She had a birthday last night. We celebrated that crazy. We had a very pretty controversial show, and y'all know what I'm talking about. If y'all have that information for me, definitely send it here. I can use the exclusive. Please send me that exclusive. And another thing, too, I want to send another shout-out out there to, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers for winning me some bread on beating Boston. And I'm just going to say that y'all need some help, man. In other words, we're going to be singing this to Boston after game three. We're going to be singing this to them.
How do I the good time that made us laugh,
are
we back? I thought we'd get to thee forever, but forever's gone away. It's so
I had to get that out there. I had to talk a little smack before we get this interview started. That's what we
like
do.
That's
why we say. Yeah, you probably wanted to harmonize a little bit too. You were like, let me go ahead and clear my throat and get them vocals right.
Something like that.
But anyways, the call number is 1-619-924-0703. We have Inez Lauren on in the building. And now we're going to get on to it, damn it. What's going on with you, love? What's been popping?
Well, recently I have released my my freshman EP called The Love Thirst. So I've pretty much just been working on promoting that and just, you know, releasing music, and that's pretty much what's been going on the last few months with me. I'm excited with that. Released the visual for the project for my first single called This Addiction. And yeah, it's a 5-song EP. Available right now on pretty much every platform. Spotify, stream it, Tidal, you can stream it. Also, you can check me out on iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon, all of that good stuff. And hopefully they'll be playing me in Pandora sometime soon.
A know, Pandora, so yeah, they better have the bag ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, first thing I want to ask you about the Love Thirst EP, well, what's the concept behind that cover? The cover looks kind of looks crazy, but it's dope.
Yeah, I had a lot of people, you know, saying it's definitely not a typical R&B cover, which I contemplated having, you know, something with just my face or something like that. But I really kind of wanted it to be more of a visual. So the Love Thirst is more so about, like, well, if we're going to speak, like, directly on the cover art, basically, you know, it has, like, some skulls or faces on it, and each one, you know, has a different vice in it, you know, whether it's drugs, love, or money. And I could say that those are, you know, three things that, you know, normally cause some type of...
usually cause some type of friction. But I think she lost her, hold on 1 second. I think she lost. She got dropped for a minute. She should be calling back shortly. But in the meantime, until Ines calls back, I still want that footage, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yes, indeed. I need that footage ASAP. Oh, she's back right now. You there? You there?
Hello?
Hey, yeah.
Sorry. Wi-Fi issues here.
That's all good. It's all good.
But yeah, as I was saying, anyways, I want it to be more of a visual as opposed to just a photo of me. You know, I have my promotional photos. I had those things already, and I contemplated if I wanted to use it for a cover or not. But I wanted something more of a visual, kind of trying to explain to the listener, you know, what the Love Thirst is about. And I thought, you know, what better way of the actual design as opposed to just a photo of myself.
So
that really was, you know, the reason.
Yeah, you got to hit people with the out of box concept sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I like to be different. I don't like to be like everybody else. So I like to do things my own way. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you know, that's part of you know, being different, is just expressing yourself the way that you see fit.
That's what's up. And another thing I wanted to say too, and this I hit you up the other day about, like, I didn't know you was doing like video features as well. And I was thinking, God damn, she's trying to get an Oscar nom now. You know what I'm saying? It was like you getting all out there into different forms of the field and learning behind the scenes. Like,
yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, you know, when I before I started, you know, creating my own music and visuals and things like that, you know, I did do, you know, a very, very small amount of modeling. That's it. And I knew other people that were, you know, in music, and I knew that eventually I would want to shoot a video. So, yeah, I have done, you know, some, like, you know, very small, like, cameos here and there. Nothing major, but more so to kind of learn, you know, the behind the scenes and what would I expect when I start to shoot, you know, my own video.
Is it very complex?
No, I mean, it's not complex, but it can be overwhelming because it, you know, sometimes things take a little bit longer than you think, or, you know, you want to get certain shots that you are you don't come out the right way, so you have to do them again. But I mean, it's actually pretty fun. I enjoy it. It is a lot more work than people think. But Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed, you know, I've already done 2 videos, and I'm hopefully going to be working on another one for one of my tracks called Dear Mary Jane. That would be the next visual in line.
Now, you got to tell my audience, what's Dear Mary Jane, the concept about? I mean, we know pretty much, but you never know with complex personalities. We might have a different creative outlet on how we express that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everybody has their own, interprets things differently. So you can leave it up to different people. But for me, it was like probably more personal. Dear Mary Jane basically is just talking about marijuana and like how it's basically, you know, helped me in different instances as far as, you know, the lyrics are, you know, Dear Mary Jane, you know, you take the pain away when I'm sad, when I'm down. And basically, I feel like a lot of people have, you know, felt that way, and I wanted to sing about it. You know, like, people don't realize how, you know, marijuana is helps so many people. They don't realize how it takes away the need for tons of prescriptions, you know, sleeping pills, anxiety pills, depression, all of those things. And not only that, but just, you know, as far as a stress reliever, in a way that's different than, you know, having to consume alcohol. And I always have, you know, viewed it as a safer way to kind of relax and meditate. And so basically I wanted to write a song about it. I wanted to talk about how I feel and how it's helped me, and I'm sure that it's helped tons and tons of other people. So you know, I wanted to come with it from a personal standpoint, and has a little, you know, I say it has like a little kind of reggae flavor and background to it. But it's definitely one of my favorite songs off of my EP, The Little Thirst.
Now, one of my favorite songs on that album was Don't Judge Me. Like, what was the creative process behind that one? Because I could tell you had a lot to get off your chest with that one.
Judge Me, yeah. Judge Me definitely was actually... It's so funny because Judge Me was actually the first song that I wrote when I started working on this project. And I felt, you know, regardless, you know, in life, people are going to judge you. So I kind of wanted to speak for myself in a standpoint as kind of saying, you know, you really don't, you know me. You know, what is it, you know, that you're, whatever you're seeing that you think that you know about me, you don't. And basically that's kind of what I wanted to explain, you know, in the song, you know, like that's the issue with a lot of us. We judge a book by its cover, and we really don't know the details to people and themselves and their lives. So we make assumptions off of the way that they look or off of stereotypes, and everyone's guilty of that. But more so, I kind of wanted to, you know, just put it out there to people who would judge me for, you know, living my life differently and creating music differently. And it was just a release, you know, a way to get that out. And I know that it would be something that other people can definitely relate to. You know, I know people feel judged every day, and you know, I just wanted to give them something to, you know, listen to, and, you know, kind of a response to people's judgment, pretty much.
You heard the expression, y'all. She dropping gems on y'all. I'll be judging her. We coming for your neck. You better protect your neck. Straight up.
protect your neck. Always protect your neck.
Exactly. I mean, I seen her with the Wu-Tang shirt. She restoring the feeling, y'all. Don't get it twisted.
Definitely love Wu-Tang. I'm definitely a hip-hop head, so, you know, I try to rap whenever
I can. That's what reminds me of the song that we just played before we brought on the air. Like, that was a hip-hop-inspired joint. That was the song that you dedicated
Take it
to
back,
culture, right?
Yeah. Take It Back. Song that you had played earlier. That actually, I have a feature with Al Coleon, and he's also a Chicago artist who's really, really talented, and he went really well with this record. I was really happy to have him a part of it. But yeah, basically, Take It Back is kind of like an ode to hip hop in a way, because pretty much all the lyrics that I use in the song and in the track are references to hip hop. It starts off, you know, me and you were like Illmatic, you know. So there's a bunch of different lines that I'm either bringing up an album title or a hip hop reference or a hip hop artist. So I kind of wanted to be representative of, you know, myself. I love hip hop, and hip hop has been a part of my life. So I kind of wanted to make a song that was inspired by it. Also, you know, it can be a reference to, you know, a relationship or something that you miss from the past. It's called, you know, Take It Back, because, you know, there's certain instances, you know, in music that, you know, wish we could take it back to, or, you know, even in life or relationships. So I wanted to mesh the two together and, you know, do something a little different. I don't know how many other R&B artists have done that, but I wanted to go out my way and make sure that I made hip hop references throughout that track, and kind of, you know, I wasn't really sure if, you know, some people would kind of know it, you know, off bat or you know, kind of depends, you know, if you know your hip hop when you listen to a song, you're gonna get, you know, all the references. If not, then you might have to do a little research.
You gotta put that information out to the babies, because they ain't really knowing a lot of this stuff now, you know. So we salute you for putting that out there.
They're like, what's an Illmatic? What's who's Slick Rick?
How you spell it? They're like, how you spell
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
What's a Wu-Tang? You know, there has some stuff like that. I've seen it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but, you know, some people know, right. there are people that, you know, there are, you know, really young people that do know on hip hop, but that's because a lot of them were just, you know, around the right people or got a hold of the right Pandora station.
There you go.
So,
or they've been forced to watch MTV Raps after school.
Right.
Whole lot of things.
Sometimes
it's just
some old school.
Mm-hmm. They got the MTV, what is that, BET Jams they got on now? Yeah. Good music is definitely out there.
Yeah, it's out there. That's true. I'm happy that they still...
You
gotta
go more digging.
Yeah, of course, you know, they gotta play, you know, all the new stuff, you know, majority of the time, but it's nice when they throw in some old school and people are able to learn from it and, you know, be kind of reinterested in the music.
Exactly, because it's like, let's say this, hypothetically speaking, you go into a club, you don't want to feel like, you know, you feel like an old head when you start getting live on This Is How We Do It. You know, you feel like a whole head in the club then.
Oh, that's so funny. That is so funny.
I'd be like, let me get up out of here. I don't belong here.
Not even. Because I feel like, you know, if you don't know this, this is your fault. You should know this. So there's always going to be classics in music, you know. So people just need to, yeah. There's even songs that, you know, were way before I was born, you know, for me to even know. But I'll hear it and I'll be like, this song, I know this song is the shit, you know.
Exactly. And it shows within your craft too that, you know, you studied a lot of the classes, or you studied a lot of the artists that was putting it down. Like, I could tell from your vocal range even that you studied the greats like Mariah, Mary, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, these are artists that I've been listening to, and I've been lucky enough to, you know, at least be in an era where some of the, you know, the best singers were actual vocalists, and like, you know, Mariah, Whitney, and everyone. So, you know, I was, you know, that I had no choice but to be influenced by that, and I'm happy that, you know, I was around listening to great singers like that from a little girl, and definitely played a major influence in my life. So, yeah, it makes a difference. But even, you know, older singers, you know, I remember my mom listening to, you know, Chaka Khan and Minnie Riperton and, you know, just artists like that, Stevie Wonder. Those things all played a, you know, part as well in, you know, my musicality and love for music.
Yeah, I could tell too that, you know, you were a student of the game, because just like how Mike was, you know, Michael Jackson, rest in peace, he was studying a lot of the greats himself before he created that masterpiece Off the Wall. So in order to be great at a craft, you pretty much got to study the people that put it down. And I seen that I could tell that you've been doing that. Just by listening to this EP alone, I was like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? You coming with it.
Yeah, definitely. You have to learn. You have to always be a student. You know, that's part of life. You know, and I'm happy that I've always had a good musical taste. So
yeah, you don't listen to none of that itchy. You don't listen to none of that Curse the Cowardly Dog sound type music. Cause that inspires you. Then if that inspires you, then that it shows a reflection of what you put out.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that I've listened to has somewhat, you know, been some type of influence. Even, you know, artists that people wouldn't even think that I, you know, listen to or, you know, have influenced my style or sound.
That's what it is.
You just never know.
So how was that performance over there? You partaked in some festival, right?
You mean South by Southwest?
Yes. You know, my
one of the biggest festivals.
Us old heads is getting up in age a little bit, and we're trying to pretty much decipher what's really going on with the times. But yeah, so how was that?
South by Southwest is, you know, it was very fun. I'll say that it was my first time going. I got to be part of. I started off being a part of one showcase, and while I was there, I got asked to perform at a second showcase the second day, which was really exciting, you know, just for people to say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing, come through and, you know, perform again in my showcase, which was really great. And believe it or not, a lot of the people that I met out there were people from Chicago. And I was in shock, because I'm here thinking, like, I'm going to meet people from everywhere. And the majority of the people that I met were from my city. I mean, they literally went down there and took over. Like, it was crazy, the majority of people from Chicago that were in there. But I got to meet people that I didn't even know, you know, that were in my city, which was weird. Along with, you know, other people as well. But it was really fun. I'd love to be a part of a official showcase. That's definitely what I'm working towards, but the showcases that I was a part of, were pretty fun, and they all had really talented artists performing, so I was happy to be a part of it.
How was the South's reception to your music? Like, were you real nervous when you hitting on the stage?
I was semi-nervous for other reasons, more so just, you know, things that I wasn't expecting kind of happen, like, you know, having to perform, you know, without exactly knowing when or things like that, make you a little bit more nervous. But for me, I just try to get in my zone and just do what I do. So, you know, once you get into that, it's like you forget about everything else.
Yeah, all you had to do was sip on some good, puff a little lie, and take the stage over. Like
that
one,
always
two,
helps.
Three.
That definitely helps. Definitely helps.
Get that stress reliever off your chest, and you go out there and be like Superwoman.
Yeah, to calm the nerves a little bit.
So, did the people in the South, like, were they very positively receptive to your music?
I think that people in the South are very friendly. The Southern hospitality is there. They're very welcoming to people, which I really liked about it. So yeah, I had some, you know, very nice people, different people I got to chop it up with. But the thing is that during that time, there's people from everywhere there. It's not just Texas people or anything like that. So during that time, it's just a mixture of people. But as far as the responses that I got from people, it was great. You know, when I would get off stage, you know, people were, you know, congratulating me and asking me about certain songs and wanting to network. So that was really cool. And, you know, when that happens, kind of shows that people did like what you did. And, you know, so I really enjoyed that. Definitely receptive.
I know you got to have some footage of this, too. You know you got to leak that to the streets soon.
Yeah, I have. I've leaked, like, little clips here and there, but I'm so specific about my video and recording. I still have to go through some of it. You know, if the lighting's not good or if it wasn't at the right angle, I'm like, I don't know if I want to post it. I like to make sure that everything looks, you know, really good, professional manner. But I know we don't always get that in these shows, especially when I'm like, hey, do me a favor, can you record this? Or if I have, you know, some of my own people with me or the event has their video as well. So I'm just very specific about how I like things.
Now, did you perform the whole Love Thirst EP, or you perform other old songs?
My performances and shows have been just about the Love Thirst EP. I want to get the songs out there, and you know, a lot of people don't know them, you know, because it's just a new project. So I want to just get out there and sing those songs to everyone.
That's what it do. Yeah, I'm very happy for you. You making no moves for female artists out there, because I know it's a hard game to break in.
Absolutely. It's definitely not easy. If you could do something easier that you like, I recommend it to people. But it's a labor of love.
And with the Chicago scene, the music scene, do you see it like any vast improvements, or do you think that you have to take your vision elsewhere?
Yes and no at the same time, because Chicago is definitely getting a little more recognition, but I would say more so on the rap side. I can't really agree as far as singers as much. And Chicago is still one of the hardest cities to break through, especially being a non rap or trap artist. So it's a little easier, but than it would have been, you know, say maybe like 10 years ago. I would say it's a little harder than it would have been 5 years ago, just because things are always changing. Right now, you know, Chicago has always been big on rap and hip hop. So that really much takes precedence as far as what music, you know, people are know about and are listening to as far as Chicago artists. So I do believe that I do still need to continue to go to different places and cities and perform my music and be around different crowds, because, you know, as much as I love my city, there's definitely other places that I want to get heard, and I want, you know, people to, you know, bring them in into my circle. You know, as much as I love my city, there's, you know, there's places all over the world. I want, you know, people in different countries to hear my music, you know, so I'm not exclusive to just being, you know, a Chicago artist by any means.
Yeah, you don't want to be pigeonholed, pretty much.
No, I mean, I don't understand why an artist would want to be that way, you know.
Right.
Make music for people, you know, not just, not for an area, you know, on the map. You make it for everyone.
So do you feel that technology has played a good role in how your career has been balancing out?
That's like another yes and no question as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, because, you know, you have your platform to get music out. It's a lot easier to get people to listen to your music as far as without having to have face-to-face interaction like you would have to have done, you know, over 10 years ago. So in that sense, yeah, it's easier. But also, since it's easier, there's a lot more people doing it. So it becomes a little oversaturated, and it's hard to kind of stream through all of that as a listener. And as an artist, it makes it, you know, oversaturated, because then everybody is like, okay, I'm going to make a song, I'm going to make music, because technology is a lot more accessible.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I pretty much started off, you know, building, you know, my fan base and people off of, you know, online. So, yeah, definitely, you know, happy for the changes. But, you know, that just like anything, you know, there's good and bad. So I'll just leave it at that.
You got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Exactly.
And the last time we talked, when you was on the show, you was premiering your addiction song. Like, how has the response been since then?
For this addiction, yeah. Mm-hmm. Addiction, the response has been good. I mean, I feel like, it depends on, you know, the listener, because every song, you know, gives, you know, people a different feeling. So if a person wasn't feeling addiction, then there's another song that's going to be on project that they're going to feel. But I would say, as far as the responses, I've been very happy with everything. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse.
It's okay.
I've been pausing a tad bit.
Don't worry about it. You're doing good. You're giving the people what they want. She might have to call back.
What?
Oh, yeah, I thought you had left. It said drop call right here. I'm good. I was like, oh, man, these technical difficulties can't be acting up. We vibing pretty good here. Get it together, Blog Talk.
I'm still here.
I'm about to go Kanye on y'all after you leave.
Let him know.
Straight like that. So, but like we saying, we definitely appreciate you chopping it up with us, man. I mean, I know it's not easy. You got the sore throat or whatnot. You coming through and you building with us, letting people know what time it is.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, we got about 15 more minutes to spare because I know you got things to take care of. And
yeah, I actually have a
you know where anybody can find your music? Like, you know, for repetitive purposes.
I'm sorry, what? I was like,
for people just tuning in, we just wanted to see if you could just let people know where to find where the Love Thirst EP is at.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on iTunes. You can purchase it on Bandcamp. Stream it on Spotify, Tidal. Pretty sure it's on Amazon and Google. Pretty much any music streaming service or you know, any type of iTunes or anything like that. You can find me, Anais Lauren, The Love Thirst. Out now, available 5-song EP. Please do download it, stream it, listen to it.
Now, one more thing I wanted to shoot to you before we wrap this up. And if you could do this for us, if you could put the Love Thirst EP on cassette tape for us old heads.
On cassette tape?
Yes.
That's going a little. I don't really know that. Yeah. Maybe like a vinyl. Like I know some other artists that have done like exclusive like vinyls, where you know they'll get do like a small run of them. Cassette. I don't know about all that, but I don't know. We'll see if there's a demand for it, possibly.
Oh yeah, we go set that.
Start with downloading it, and I'll think about doing all the rest of it.
Yeah, we gonna set a GoFundMe for that one. We gotta get that out there, cause you know we still riding around in the cutlasses and stuff like that. We still got the tapes in there.
Well,
you gotta look out for the 90s. You gotta look out for the 80s hits.
All right. Well, if there's a demand for it, I'll do it. We'll see.
Definitely. I'm a matter of fact, we might set that GoFundMe page up for you after the interview. Get it out there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But definitely, because it's like, I see that coming around anyway with vinyl, too, because a lot of people are buying vinyl, too.
Yeah, vinyl, I mean, a lot of people are coming back with vinyls. They're buying, you know, little record players and stuff like that to have at their crib. Like, I still have, you know, I have records and stuff from, you know, back in the day where I kind of wanted to DJ. So I still have some vinyls laying around.
That's what's up.
There
we still got ours too. Gotta have those antiques.
Yeah, those are you know, classic things. I feel like they definitely make a comeback. I don't know about cassettes, but vinyl definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Hopefully.
But yeah, but we know you got things to take care of, and we want you to get your throat soothed and ready, because I know you have a show to take care of, and we definitely appreciate you taking that time to join us on a brief episode,
yeah.
Exclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody is in the Chicago area, definitely come check me out at the Paint the Vision Women's Showcase. It is on 2032 West 18th Street in Chicago, Illinois. It starts at 7 p.m. and it's until 10. No, I don't know what time I'm going on. So just if you're there, come in after 7 and you'll see me. It's a gallery. It's a dope spot, and there's going to be a lot of other dope artists there performing. So I'll be looking forward to seeing everyone tonight.
Yes, indeed. And you have any shout-outs you want to give out?
Shout-out to anybody listening, anybody new, people that are just hearing about me. Check me out. I'm on Facebook, Anais Lauren, A-N-A-I-S-L-A-U-R-E-N. You can just pretty much search me and find any of my social media. Follow me. Check me out. Feel free to send me a message and say hi. I like to interact with people and know their thoughts. And also definitely download the Love Thirst. And also just, you know, shout out to anybody out here just grinding and or anyone just relaxing and enjoying their weekend. Shout out to
yes.
you for having me on here.
Thank you very much. And I also like to add, too,
you're
very welcome. We're gonna keep it a little old school here. I also throw out there say we can find you on AOL Messenger too.
No. No AOL. There might be like an old MySpace page somewhere laying around, but no, that's long gone.
2008.
But yeah, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on Snapchat, Anais Lauren.
There you have it. That was Miss Ines Long.
Oh, at my website.
Chopping it up with us. And we're going to go ahead and let you go. We're going to say our closing thoughts. Beth, we appreciate you joining us. And you're definitely welcome
you're
back
welcome.
When you blow up.
Thank you.
That's the key word, when you blow up.
Absolutely. Positivity is key. Well, definitely thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Always a good time.
Definitely. We definitely appreciate it. Welcome back to join us anytime soon.
Okay. And that
right.
I will. All right.
Definitely we should have the whole crew on deck this time around. So it's going to be
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, we missed them. I missed them from last time. So everybody, I said hello.
Yeah, everybody's doing their thing right now. Sandman's in the studio cooking up a banger, and Miss Chinchilla, she's taking her daughter out to soccer practice. So I figure I go ahead and do the one-man mission and just hold things down for the show here. But the next one's going to be
the
great.
One-man band.
That's right.
The one-man band.
One-man wrecking crew.
That's
right.
That's how you got to do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But you go ahead and go take care of that business. We wish you the best of luck with today's performance, and I hope you get better.
All right, darlings. Appreciate you. Peace.
All right. Yep, that was another edition of Off the Cuff Radio, officially done. We will see you guys next Friday night at 9 p.m., 6 Pacific, 8 Central. Peace out, motherfuckers.